Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together, we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air.
Hey, on today's program, my son, Dr. Zach Clinton, he's joined by a great guest. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'll be your host today, Dr. Zach Clinton, and my guest today is someone who has spent years studying what the Bible says about the roles of men and women. Her name is Jen Porteous. Jen is a faith-based mentor and the founder of Kingdom Femininity, a platform focused on helping women grow in their faith, identity, and relationships through a biblical perspective. Through coaching, teaching, and online programs, Jen works with women around the world, along with men around the world, helping them understand femininity and masculinity as a deeply spiritual calling rooted in stewardship and obedience to God. She guides both men and women in building relationships and families grounded in biblical principles and living in alignment with God's design. Jen, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're sitting here backstage getting ready for what God's going to do tonight and tomorrow at our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. And you just said you have a gift and a calling to be able to provide spaces and places for men to come in a non-judgmental atmosphere, to be themselves, to be real, to be vulnerable, something that a lot of men struggle with doing, Jen. But share with me a little bit, just being in a space like this when you know what God's about to do, how exciting is it just to be here?
It's extremely exciting. I remember sitting on my bed when I found out I was coming, and I thought, I've been praying about this for a year. I've been praying about this for a year, and I've been asking God, how do I reach more men for the past year? I have a husband, I have two sons, and, you know, countless men that I've worked with, and I wanted to reach more, and I didn't know how. Because men are very private. You guys are very private, and seeking counsel from a woman is a delicate thing, and maybe a little daunting in some cases, so I was very excited to be able to come.
Well, we're so happy that you're here. Again, so excited to talk more about what potential future partnerships and really platforming you even in front of our men and, of course, our women and extraordinary women and more could look like, because God's doing something special through Kingdom Femininity and what you have founded, just the calling he's placed on your life. I guess where I kind of want to start is for those that maybe aren't well aware of what Kingdom Femininity is, what it's all about, what God is doing through you and your life and leadership already, just give us a little bit of a glimpse and an overview as we unpack that today.
Yeah, absolutely. I wholeheartedly believe in restoring biblical order for men and women and our natural origins of our masculinity and our femininity and how they come together to work in union, because there's a lot of fragmentation around that. And I believe that it can be bridged better. And I felt really righteously angry when I learned that it wasn't being bridged and families were falling apart.
I would love to hear from a female perspective. I have my own point of view. I have some things that I could rattle off my tongue. But from your perspective, Jen, in looking at masculinity, for what it was created for, right? It's not just like this tough dude who, you know, again, is big macho, doesn't need anybody. I got this on my own, the Lone Ranger complex. That's a lot what culture and society probably has referenced manhood or masculinity to be. But from your perspective, Jen, what you've learned, what would you say is really at the heart some characteristics of biblical masculinity?
One of the things that I heavily advocate for when I'm mentoring women is how emotionally grounded is that man? How rooted is he? And the reason for that is because if he can't govern himself emotionally, then how is he going to govern a household? How is he going to lead a household? And it doesn't mean that he can't experience his own emotional range, but does it make him volatile? Does that make him disassociated or disconnected from the rest of his life because he's going through something? Or is he able to sort of kind of like the oak tree where the roots are really deep and the wind blows and yes, he sways back and forth, but he stays rooted and on axis. But because if a man becomes volatile, you know, that's a problem in the home that's going to create unsafety, not just within a woman and a marriage, but within your children as well. And that kind of volatility will have a woman frozen all the time, because you never really know if he has a bad day. Well, now the whole house is walking on eggshells. There's the ones you and I both know. Does God come first? The other one is, does he have purpose and vision? That's a really big one. And the reason why I think that's really big is because if a man doesn't have a vision, how can he invite you into anything? So a woman can't consent to being within a man's holding. She can't submit to a mission if the man doesn't have a mission. Mm. So if he doesn't have a vision for a mission, then what is she submitting to? So she can't actually say, yes, I want to be a part of this, if he doesn't even know where he's taking you.
Come home.
Like, that's the truth. And a man can have a vision, but if he's got no ambition to go get it, then he's just a dreamer. Mm. And that's not safe either.
So many good things. That was wisdom right there. The idea of having a vision to be able to fulfill a mission, but also having the ambition. Come on, you're rhyming, girl. To be able to help people recognize, man, that's what masculinity really is. But also, you mentioned a word, safety and security. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of the time, and you talk about volatility within marriages, within homes, where everybody feels like they're walking on eggshells. It seems like there is some competitiveness within, you know, the home. I think of Gottman Family Institute and their research on the four horsemen that can so easily creep into marriages and into homes. The spirit of critique or criticism, constantly critiquing one another, constantly doing this, doing that, not just pointing out what you're doing wrong, but it's almost the character qualities and character flaws. Then it goes to that spirit of defensiveness. Like, okay, well, if you're going to come at me, I'm pointing every finger I got right back at you, mm-hmm. and shifting the blame back onto one another. And then it can potentially go down to that spirit of contempt, where now I'm personally trying to take my anger out on you. I'm trying to belittle you. I'm trying to demean you, to make you become more insecure. And then it can potentially turn into stonewalling. And Jen, I've seen this within marriages all the time that I sit across from, where now we hold each other at arm's distance, and love requires risk. And now when I'm saying, you know what? No, I am not letting you in, because you will never hurt me again. I've heard people say that, and that is a very dangerous place to be. And so I guess the question that I would ask you, as you work with husbands, as you work with wives, men and women, couples in general, families, what would you say are some of the biggest things or culprits that create this loss at love?
Broken communication, and actually not understanding how your spouse, as your opposite gender, thinks and receives communication as well. Women have a tendency to over communicate. Yeah. And that's because when we're speaking to women, other women will pick up all the details, all the little sidebars and all the little things that we know. We want to know all those details. Mm-hmm. Men actually don't receive or process information that way. So to have clarity and be concise when women are communicating with their men is actually very difficult. And then men, when they're listening to us talk, it's almost like you can see their struggle, because they're trying to extract the pertinent information so they can address the problem. And what happens is, I'm sure you've heard this many times, he just doesn't listen. He's not hearing what I'm saying. He doesn't get it. And it's true, he might not, because he doesn't know what information he's listening for. Right. And then she gets frustrated, he gets frustrated, and it just ends up exploding. Mm. They hurt each other because they don't understand each other. And couples don't get married to get divorced. Mm. That's not why they get married. And it's hurtful, and it's hard when the person you love most in the world doesn't understand you, doesn't see you, because every time you attempt to communicate, communication is a bridge for connection. So if your bridge isn't being made to connect, then you feel the disconnect, and it's heartbreaking and it's hurtful, and it's like 1,000 tiny paper cuts. Yeah. So every time you have a break in communication, you're getting a paper cut in your marriage, and eventually it just gets so big. Mm. There's not enough time for that wound to heal and come back together. It's hard to witness. Yeah. It is. It's hard to witness. But it's fixable. It's very fixable.
It is fixable. And that's kind of where I want to go next, is this idea. It makes sense as I'm just thinking about different couples. As I'm thinking about different individuals that I've sat across from that come with grave brokenness. And it's just like you said, there's a lapse of communication. There's a breach there. There's a rupture then in the relationship. And then all of a sudden, what was once a really good thing becomes something that's really challenging. I remember before I got married to my wife, Evelyn, Ted Cunningham, who will be here to host Ignite, he's become a good friend and a mentor over the years. And he shared with me, he said, Zach, what's natural early on needs to be followed by intentional later on. And so, like, early on, right, love and those puppy love stages, like, it's easy.
Yeah.
Right, Jen? It's really easy.
So
it's
easy.
Intoxicating.
Yes.
It's like, man, you want more. You're always asking the questions. You're playing the fun games. But then there's a something happens to where now it's like, okay, we have to fight for each other. We have to fight to communicate with one another. We have to be intentional every day of taking the right steps in the right direction to make sure that we potentially build that bridge where there was maybe a chasm created. And so, Jen, as we talk about this, we talked about communication. You want to help people master the art of communicating at this level. And can we say communication is like 10% verbal, 90% nonverbal. So there's a lot that goes into all of this. Speak to us just a little bit about between men and women, what's maybe a first step we can take to begin to communicate a little bit better?
I would first say learn how your opposite gender communicates, because men and women communicate differently.
Very different.
Very differently. And one of the steps that I take with women is teaching them first how men receive their communication and then how to hold themselves and communicate differently. Mm. So that they can feel seen, significant, heard, all the things that women say. And also then the tools that men can have so that if their woman starts to go a little bit off track and she's verbally processing but not actually telling him what the problem is, how he can root that conversation back to, okay, well, what's the problem and how do we fix it? Mm-hmm. And really hold her through that, because in those moments, you have an opportunity to reconnect. You really do. But if the other person doesn't understand how her husband or how his wife communicates, it's always going to be like you're dancing in circles all the time. And that's why you have the same fights that are repeating over and over and over and over and over with no resolve.
Being able to teach again, first, and like you mentioned, learn how to listen first off, right? Learn how to listen to one another. To be able to, they said this in master's counseling classes, the greatest form of empathy is inquiry. Be able to ask the right questions. Be able to actually lean in a little bit more to get to better know and understand maybe your spouse to begin with. So that way, then we can begin to recognize, okay, now I kind of know how to communicate a little bit more. I'm not just making assumptions all the time and forcing myself or this is how I am, take it or leave it. It's like we can kind of meet in the middle a little bit. And as you mentioned, and I want to ask this because for a lot of men, I think they come home, and at least what I've seen, and they focus so much on building at work, right? There's all of this time, there's all of this energy, there's all of this attention. Maybe they feel called to it, and they're exhausted when they come home.
Yeah.
I'll shoot straight. This is what I hear all the time, especially in leadership positions. They're exhausted.
Yeah.
And then they come home and the wife maybe is ready to communicate and we're ready to hang out and ready to connect. But then the men are like, that's the last thing they feel like doing. And so they struggle to, like you said, connect at a deeper level. They fall into the trap of, well, hey, let's just turn on Netflix and we can kind of just hang out and we're connecting, right? Because we're sitting next to each other, but we're miles apart. And so to a man that's maybe listening today, Jen, that feels like, man, I'm exhausted. When I come home, I just need this, this, and this. And I've heard it said, and you've probably heard it said too, women need love, men need respect. I'd be interested just to hear your take in working with a guy like that.
It's really interesting. Men who are really high performing and they do a lot in high level, you know, highly stressful situations, they do want to come home, take the armor off, put their feet up, and take a breath. A woman's internal peace is going to be a major factor in that. So a man will very happily sit on the couch and watch Netflix because a form of quality time in a peaceful environment is very good for him. Mm. He gets to just relax with the person he loves most in the world. He doesn't have to fix anything. He doesn't have to hold anything. He can just recoup. Where a woman, on the other hand, will want those words. She'll want that, you know, you look so pretty, you look so nice, let's cuddle, you know, all the things. And it's not always compatible. And I think it's really important that if a man is high performing and he's out in a leadership role and he's doing a lot of high intensity things, his clarity and follow through on spending time with her is fundamental.
Come on.
So if you're busy, you know, full tilt all week long, and you know that the week's going to be busy and you're not going to have a lot of time, just tell her. Yep. Tell her the truth up front. Just be like, hey, this week's going to be crazy. Saturday, you and me, we're turning off the phones. We're going to go on a date. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. Plan it out and give her the clarity. Women become neurotic without clarity. For all the men in the world, if your woman is neurotic, it's because she lacks clarity. Be more clear and it will fix a lot of problems. And your responsibility as a man is to follow through on that.
Yeah.
You have to follow through. Is there going to be occasions where stuff comes up, especially with men who have big businesses and big responsibilities? Yes. Therefore, his wife will have to have some grace, depending on what you've agreed into in your marriage, and you know what kind of man you're married to. Mm-hmm. But it is very important that he is very clear of, like, this is how it's going to be this week, babe. I know it's going to be a little bit stressful. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, you and me, we'll take the time. And she'll calm down.
Yes.
She'll calm all the way down.
Yes.
It seems so simple.
That's right. It does seem so simple, but it's the idea that an expectation without proper communication will always lead to frustration.
Yes.
Because everybody, right, is expecting something, expecting a different result. Let's just say, I'll give you a certain situation. If my wife was expecting me to come home from work and she was expecting me to sit down and do this, but I didn't communicate that, man, it was a long day. I'd like to just come home and, like you mentioned, maybe take a shower, just relax for a moment before we come out and we connect and we cook dinner together, then she's going to be frustrated and she's going to feel disappointed because her expectation wasn't met and I failed to communicate. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, and so did she.
And so did she.
So did she.
Speak to that if you would.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of women who think that their man should just read their mind. Mm-hmm. And they have needs and they have wants, and those are valid. Women's needs and wants are valid. But if you're not communicating those to a man in a respectful manner, mm-hmm. I cannot emphasize that term enough.
Seriously.
You're expecting him to read your mind. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping that it sticks. And then when that man fails, you're mad at him because he didn't even meet a need or an expectation. He didn't even know you had one for him. Mm. So it's setting it up for failure. Whereas a woman can be like, hey, babe, you know what? I really miss you.
Yeah.
I really miss you. I haven't seen you all week. I need a date night. Mm. Pretty clear communication.
Yeah.
We're not having a big tantrum about it. We're not acting like little girls in older women's bodies, which happens. And a man's like, oh, I need to plan a date night. Any good man who loves his wife is going to get on that.
Yeah.
You know, so there's as much responsibility on women to communicate in a respectful way what she needs and what she wants as it is for him to set the expectation of where his time's going to be at for the week and how he's going to prioritize her and the family as well. Mm. It's a co-creation. You have to do it together.
Mm. Come on. I remember years ago, I was in a marriage and family class, and I remember my professor said something that has always stuck with me ever since. We were talking about why couples lose at love, why couples potentially lead to divorce and all these things. And what he said was this: it's not just the ruptures, it's also the lack of willingness to repair.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? There are going to be potential bombs that drop, whether it's the vertical bombs that it just feels like it's the infidelity, it's betrayal, it's horrific things that are so damaging to marriages. But it can also be the little things, the subtle things that begin to creep into our lives, the lack of communication. I remember John Gordon once said that the healthiest form of communication is like 3 or 5 to 1 positive opportunities or interactions to 1 negative. Mm-hmm. But he said, as it kept going up 7, 8 to 1, it was healthier. But when it got to a threshold, when it was like 10 to 1, it actually became unhealthy again.
Yeah.
Because you have to dive a little bit deeper than the surface level. Hey, how was your day? I'm doing well, honey. You know, that's good to hear. Do you want to watch the show? What do you want for dinner? And you never talk about the real things that you're actually going through in life. And so being able to recognize whatever the bombs are that might be going off in your marriage, it's not just the ruptures. It's about that which you are unwilling to repair. Yeah. We have to repair what has been broken. To the person out there listening, what are you building? You might be building an empire, but what does it gain to have the whole world but to forfeit one's soul, to forfeit one's family, to forfeit one's marriage. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves and we have to count and consider the cost. Every yes is a no. Every no is a yes. What are you building within the home? Jen, my friend, let me ask, as we close, where can our audience go to find out more about you?
But also,
let me ask some of the exciting things that maybe God is continuing to do and open doors for Kingdom Femininity.
I do have the website. It's kingdom-femininity.com. It's there. Then there's social media, of course, Kingdom Femininity Restoration, or you can look me up by name. You'll find me. And then exciting things that are coming up here. I am actually quite full in my mentorship for women right now. I do have opportunities for men if they need it.
Yes.
They can send a submission through the website or reach out. There's a WhatsApp button so you can actually hit me directly because men tend to want to have very direct contact.
That's right. That's right.
So I built a WhatsApp button for men, actually, which is hilarious. But that's what's coming up right now in this season. I've really decided to focus on people who want to seek the wisdom in a different way because, forgive me for the terminology, I don't really enjoy the spray and pray all over social media.
Yep.
And the best clients I've ever had with the most profound transformations found me. They sought me out. They sent the message. They asked the inquiry and followed through. And it's been like that since I started the business 5 years ago.
Well, I'll say this. She's not hard to find. So if you need some help, if you need some hope, if you're looking for some healing, let her speak into your life. Let her speak into your love life too and help her help you. At the end of the day, we're so grateful, Jen, for all that you're doing. Again, from all of us at the American Association of Christian Counselors, Extraordinary Women, Ignite Men's Impact Weekend, Life, Love, Faith, and Family, I just wanted to say thank you for the work that God has called you to, for your obedience to simply say yes, and you're doing amazing things. We stand with you. We support you. I cannot wait to see the doors that God opens for us together. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Don't miss the 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference with a special emphasis on neuroscience and brain health. Coming to the Lowe's Arlington Hotel in Arlington, Texas in September 2026. Featuring world-leading and dynamic experts like Daniel Amen, George Barna, Jack Graham, Sungyung Tan, Sharon May, Kurt Thompson, Jennifer Ellers, Shawnee Anderson, Zach Clinton, Tim Clinton, and more. Join counselors, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, pastors, ministry leaders, and coaches from around the world. Register now for the best savings at nationalaacc.com. That's nationalaacc.com. The 2026 AACC Faith and Flourishing Mega National Conference.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.